everything needed to happen in the perfect storm of bleep in order for me to lose that bet. And I swear to God, I was like annoyed. I barely batted an eyelash because there were so many. It was like, okay, great, I lost this. Now what about Grand Canyon?
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Like, you lose an NFL island game and it's like early in the season and there's nothing on any of the other like sports and there's nothing on the next night. It's just brutal and it's only one bet, yet it just emotionally claws at you. Just grinds. You're just like, oh god, this is miserable.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Yes, indeed it is. You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and we are here with you on the brilliant BetQL network, where every game is game seven and you get no hot take BS, just bets and sports. We are live in the hashtag plethora of places, odyssey.com, Odyssey app, BetQLnetwork.com, the BetQL app, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the aforementioned brilliant BetQL network, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, and Twitch.tv/BetQL, as Ken and I get set to bring you the wagertainment for the next 4 hours, talking all things sports betting. Proudly presented today and always by the Bet River Sportsbook, your football betting powerhouse all season long. The real ones know that Bet Rivers is there. Hometown sportsbook. The real ones also know about BetQL. The BetQL's got all the tools they need to take down the sportsbooks, including the experts, including the algorithms, including the five-star plays, which we will give you as we move along in the program today. BetQL.com and the BetQL app on this wonderful Wednesday, November 24th in the year of our Lord, 2021, one day before Thanksgiving. The show is on Twitter at You Better You Bet. Our vacant Instagram account is at YBYB Sports. Hopefully we resuscitate it at some point in the near future. I am on Twitter and Instagram at The Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. And Ken Barkley, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, on Twitter at Locky Lockerson. Four phenomenal guests coming your way today on a wonderful Wednesday. Our pal Ryan Noonan going to join us at the top of hour number two from 4 for 4. Actually, just 4 for 4 football. Our buddy Rick Camp works there as well, our former executive producer here on You Better You Bet. Ryan going to give us his favorite player props and Thanksgiving side and total bets in the National Football League. Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey Sports NBA insider, also going to join us in hour number two. Only 13 games tonight in the NBA. We'll get Scal's opinion on many of them and his takes on the biggest storylines right now in the association. Sam Paniatovic, Chicken Dinner Podcast, Fox Sports, and Nesson going to join us, his favorite plays for the weekend in football, NFL, and college. And Dennis Bernstein, our pal from the fourth period, talking all things National Hockey League. A 14-game slate tonight on the ice in the NHL. Plus, where else can you get a phenomenal football Friday on You Better You Bet than on a wonderful Wednesday? We will give you, in hour number one of today's show, a mini Phenomenal Football Friday, when Ken Barkley and I, literally 15 minutes or so from right now, hit you with side, total, and props for all three games tomorrow, Thanksgiving, in the National Football League. The only time where Wednesday is Friday and Friday is Wednesday. Phenomenal Football Friday. Three words that start with F. 20 minutes from now on You Better You Bet. One of my favorite like sports radio, like tropey things that they do. It's like the standard sports radio topic around this time of year. You hear it everywhere. I did so much radio today and yesterday. I get asked by all of them, what's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? What do you hate about Thanksgiving? And in my head, I'm thinking, really? We're so unoriginal that every single program is going to talk about this the day before Thanksgiving. Next sentence, over the course of the show today, roundtable on You Better You Bet, where we debate the best sides and best food and least favorite food on Thanksgiving. It's Wednesday, so put your little hand in mine. Day three of Lockmas, Ken's college football card for the weekend is coming up on the way. Power hour, final hour of the show. Bill Matz, hope he's got his lozenges. Hope he's got his tea. Hope he's got his honey. 14 games tonight in the National Hockey League. Bill, 2-0 again last night on sides and totals in the National Hockey League. We got tons of college basketball. We got college hoops going on right now. I don't even know how these games are going, Ken. Ken sent me a bunch of games before. I bet all of them.
The ones I sent you at noon all won. All of them.
Great. Okay, so I bet all of them.
Yeah, so you won everything. That was like Loyola. That was all the overs. All
Drexel.
They're playing right now. So I put out three bets on Twitter for ones because it was like at 12:30. So I couldn't put out the 12s that I sent you. You have the Ken Barkley premium package. You just get to text me and just tell you what I bet on. Why don't you just tell me what bets you have in? I think 1 o'clock we have, or that tweet for the bets that are going on right now. It's definitely Drexel, who I believe is like in a tie game right now. Basically, we have them plus a couple. We have them like plus three.
Oregon, basically. Southern Utah over Vermont, Appalachian State over an Appalachian State straight.
Yeah, but nobody, people on Twitter don't have those. That's you. That's just you.
Oh, I have the premium package.
Okay. Yeah, you have like 98 bets, and they have three. So. Yes, I do. The Oregon's losing right now. It's still the first half. All these bets are in the first half, and the total I think was like struggle town, but it's also still in the first half with 7 minutes left. So we'll monitor these throughout the show. Drexel, Oregon, and the JMU over are what me and you and the folks on Twitter are all sweating together. And we can figure out when, maybe it's this segment, maybe it's to end this segment, when we want to give out stuff for like the next couple hours at least, because it's just like there's just stuff throughout the day. And there actually aren't, like, there are a good amount of games tonight, but there are, I mean, like 40% of the slate is pre 5 o'clock today. Basically, there's just a lot of neutral site tournaments going on.
Let's elevate our audience at 4:20 p.m. Eastern, and we should give the bets out then at 4:20.
Well, I just want to make sure. I think there's too many fours to do that. So,
all right.
So we might have, we might have to elevate the audience at 3:11 Eastern to do that. So,
or you know what? You know, we only get three NFL games. We could probably get done with them, and you can give the bets out at the end of the hour here. This hour.
Yeah, I think so. So yeah, the threes we're good on, and there's no 3:30s. So yeah, we could definitely do that.
Okay, great. I won earlier today with Loyola.
Yeah, you and I had a great noon.
Wright State, Long Beach State over 151, and Ryder Bucknell over 149. We're all winners.
Yeah,
and
Loyola plus 2.5. Yeah. And I bet Yale at 11 a.m. and they won outright. That was pretty fun too. So.
I did not send my text for the premium package until after that game had tipped. Unfortunately,
yeah, you
got
right. You have the red phone that rings in the office to pick up. Hey, whatever you're betting, I want to tail all of it. Okay, here's 13 things.
That was actually like the text. Right, was do you have any college basketball? I will tail all of it, and then you said like 8 bets, and I bet all of them.
Yes, correct. That's what happened. So yeah, but we're all three of us collectively are, and along with all of our audience, are on these. So as many winners as were in earlier, let's root extra hard for these three, since a lot more people have money on them. That would be good.
Sounds good to me. All right. So 14 NHL games tonight. Bill Mattson, our chat. Bill, pop on here. Bill, how many bets are we looking at tonight with the 14 game NHL slate?
It looks like 11 or 12 right now. I'm narrowing it down, but that looks to be the card we're dealing with right now.
What a legend.
Looking to narrow it down.
he's 7-0 in the last two nights on sides and totals in the night.
Well, I mean, what is he in the last 14 days?
It's this is like a 6-week streak at this point that Bill's been dominating.
Really, it's really wild. It's actually great.
And I see on Twitter, like, other people I respect, like people that I know hockey, like had Winnipeg last night and Bill sitting with Pittsburgh and the under in the game hits both. It's just like, it's very funny. Ridiculous. Or that was two nights ago, maybe, was Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
that was two
nights ago, I think. Anyway. What do you have last night? Calgary? Was that last night?
Calgary minus a goal and a half, plus money, that one. And then the under in the Flyers Lightning game, and the Lightning won 4-0, so the game went under.
Here's how much stuff is going on right now in sports. As you were talking just now, I go, oh, and I should talk about what NBA I had last night. And I can't remember what NBA I had last night.
Oh, so I can't.
I've been doing college basketball Lakers for 20 straight hours. Oh, I'm looking at the scores. Oh, there are two games that stand out, obviously, right? So the first one is the Pistons did everything they could.
I'm anal retentive. Can I finish like my introduction?
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. All right. 14 NHL games, college hoops, 13 NBA games, locked and loaded, wonderful Wednesday. Ken Barkley, how we doing?
Yeah, great. Yeah, as good as I was 5 seconds ago. There were four games last night in the NBA. The Pistons did everything they could to not cover that number in the fourth quarter. I mean, they like that was an excruciating finish. Bet 10.5. They're bet 10.5. They're winning by 11 entering the fourth quarter, I think. Not winning your bet, winning the game by like 11 entering the fourth quarter. They get outscored by about 20 in the fourth and end up losing by 8, but we still cover that number. And then
we won that bet. I was like, I just went back to look. I was like, we won this bet, right? Yeah.
Imagine being like, I mean, that was almost Cavs Warriors level, but we were on the other side of this one. I mean, that was really, that's pretty close. I have it up right here. They got scored 33-16 in the fourth quarter by Miami. ended up losing by 8, and we had 10.5, which was pretty wild. And then I'm guessing you were watching Lakers Knicks. You were watching like the fourth quarter of that game because I think you were live tweeting a bunch of stuff. Okay, but your thoughts on one live tweet.
Right. Well, yeah, which is basically like, well, Carmelo Anthony couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat, and also Malik right. Monk airballed more shots than I do after 15 beers on the 4th of July.
Picturing just wobbly drunk Nick on the 4th of July finding a basketball court.
Well, that's like, literally like the one day per year, because we go to my buddy's house in Connecticut and he has a basketball court. And like we play basketball and we're usually not sober and we are all terrible. And it's just the worst game ever, but we have a lot of fun. That was Malik Monk last night, taking like step back three pointers with guys in his face and just not even hitting rim, not even coming close, not even hitting backboard. Like, Malik, can you make one of these shots, buddy? And we get in. And the worst part was during the power hour, like I'm about to bet 6.5, game off the board, reopens 4.5, bet if they lose by 6.
With
like,
Davis playing. Can you do? Yeah, that was. Yeah, depending on when you got in based on the injuries with Anthony Davis specifically, that determined whether you won that bet. And then, I mean, the only other NBA result that stands out to me, like Dallas Clippers, like Luka ends up playing, the number closes 3. I had a little bit on the Clippers, and Dallas wins in overtime, which obviously a pretty wild result, but
I didn't Nuggets bet just, I forgot because we waited. And then like, I didn't,
I was staying up a little later than normal to bet. Cause I wanted to wait on the Gonzaga total to get the best possible number, which we'll get to in a second.
Great job by you, man. With that bet, everyone else liked the over, you were on the under. I bet it. Shout out to top 25 Nick with Gonzaga first half. Also great job by you with UCLA. Gonzaga full game.
Yeah. It felt like it was actually a really interesting dynamic last night in that game. So the only other interesting NBA result real quick was just Denver can't get out of their own way and can't stop losing by 55 points every single night. They lost by 19 to Portland last night. Portland covers the 10 easily. And like, where's the bottom for Denver? It's kind of the last thought on that game. But in college, I watched the whole game replay this morning, did not stay up for the game. I mean, how was I ever going to stay up for that game last night? Gonzaga covers. I mean, Gonzaga was 4 minutes into the game, Gonzaga was going to cover. I mean, it was actually over, not in a total sense, but in a side sense.
Well, Chet Holmgren had like that, like coast to coast, like play very early, and it just fell.
Yeah,
like,
Vital was going nuts, and Dickie V. And shout out to Dickie V.
It's so great, Ken, that you mentioned that, because I was about to say, like, because Vital did like the usual, it's just great, man. And right, I got everyone, a little choked up watching Vital get choked up, man. That was great before the game yesterday.
Yeah, his intro was, and it's tough for people who don't like watch a lot of televised college basketball or kind of understand how the telecast works, that college basketball is different. NBA, you have that big pre-show, like you have the half hour pre-show, or you have like 15 minutes when the game comes on. They do like the, you know, it's like like the sponsored court pass or whatever. So you have a lot of time to talk about stuff.
And they talk about politics instead of basketball. It's great. Yeah.
Right. And they end up talking about, you know, LeBron and whether he was intimidating enough when he was in the NBA or whatever, when he was playing for the Cavs and the Heat.
Like Enos Kanter's China sneakers or something.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. But the point is, they have so much space. If they ever wanted to do anything like with Dick Vitale and what happened last night, they could do it. They could do it forever. They could do 17 video tributes because there's so much time. But a college basketball telecast in the ESPN window is so tight, like because the game usually doesn't have very much fanfare. It's just the game, like it flips to the start time of the game. The TV 60
second on camera game starts.
Yeah.
Basically.
Like here, like welcome to Vegas. Here are the starting lineups and the tip. Like it just starts that fast. So perfect. I thought given how little time they had, and you could tell they were like picking moments during the first couple TV timeouts to do stuff. I actually thought they did an awesome job with that story last night. Like it felt as big as it should have felt, but also there was a game going on and they managed to balance those two things.
You're
really
right.
Well, and I get it. Like it's a college basketball game early in the season, but like, it's the two best
one
teams,
and
like we've been hyping this a lot. And there, by the way, the ESPN halftime show was like in Vegas, so they were spending a lot of money on the game being meaningful. So just all of it, the balance of it, I actually felt like was really good. And I don't always feel that way about stuff like that. And obviously, like, how can you not be a sap for Vital stuff and just like enjoying it? Basically,
he
like the guy just
it.
Loves he just loves watching college basketball and getting excited about it. And he got to do that again. Like that's really cool, you know. Like I mean, just it's the thing he likes to do the most.
I love when other people love stuff. Like, so I groove on that. Like when people are really into something, like, it makes
to
me
be
more,
at the game.
It was,
like he
like
couldn't
in
have
tears.
Been happier. Yeah.
In tears. Like, how do you not love that? How do you not think about that?
They're running like a UCL's running like a generic pick and roll, and he would rather be there than anywhere else in the world.
I'm telling you, the God Vital. Yeah. My all-time, who hit the shot for Duke? Curry, right? Not Curry. Who hit the shot for Duke to beat North Carolina? Like one Austin of the Rivers. Famous shots were Austin. I'm thinking one of the brothers, right? Yeah, it's Austin Redock's son. Yeah, and when Rivers hits the shot, it's oh, that's my favorite Vitalism. Is that
it's one of the more pronounced Vital reactions to like literally anything. I mean, there were older school ones, like when he did his first Mr. Battier when he played for Duke. That was like a really big deal. Like that was that Duke run, obviously, but. Yeah, it was awesome. And you know what made it more awesome? Gonzaga covered
it's
in the game.
It's awesome, baby!
Right.
And those bets won by a million.
That was great, too. Yeah.
And first half was a no sweat also. So it was a
And Gonzaga might be... I mean, if UCLA's not hanging with them, they got Duke on Friday. That'll be really interesting, too. But, I mean, like, who's hanging on the court with these guys? They didn't even get to play Baylor last year. So that was the only team that maybe could have beat them.
Yeah, by the way, can't wait for the Mark Few doesn't win the national championship this year. Is he a loser? Takes coming up next here on You Better You Bet. Phenomenal Football Friday on a wonderful Wednesday. Thanksgiving picks next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.